Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What's up?
What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, today this is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I'm here with a woman who I saw on the internet, just scrolling on Talk, and your clip came up, and it was very pinpointed, very interesting, and I was like, whoa, we gotta, like, this is, like, against the grain. So I reposted it, and then you hit me up, and we were like, it would be nice to be tagged. And then Abby's like, you gotta have her on your pod. So,
love Abby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Emily. What's your last name?
Wilson.
Wilson. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I know nothing about you other than I've watched a few of your grams. And a lot of people, at least four people, said you got to have her on. Like, she's highly opinionated. And you even said, can I talk about what I want to talk about? And I said, yeah. So whatever we talk about, I have questions for you. I just don't want to do anything, like, hateful. Because, you know, we can, you know, it's not good to be. But I understand that people can say something is hateful and it's not.
Yeah.
But I'd really like to ask you some questions, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, of course. You can literally ask me anything. I also don't believe in hate speech. I don't think it's a real thing.
Well, there are people that are hateful. You agree with that?
That's all, like, based on really opinion, though. It's funny that, like, an entire, like, website can determine what they think is hate speech. I think that's funny.
Which website?
I mean, technically all of them. They all
yes.
do it.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So, what is your, Emily Wilson, where are you from?
I was born in Newport Beach.
Oh, shit! Oh, sizzle. I should have knew right a whizzle.
Okay, you know what's so funny is as soon as I say I was born in Newport, everyone's like, oh, it makes sense. And I'm like, well, okay, I grew up in Seal Beach.
That's profiling.
Yeah.
We're profiling bastards.
We are.
You grew up in Esbizzle.
Yeah.
Seal Beach, which is, I don't know exactly, it's between Long and Newport.
It's literally like bordering Long Beach and then Sunset Beach, so which goes into Huntington.
Newport is it's Malibu of OC, and Seal Beach is right next to LBC, which is gangster. So yeah. You're kind of, where are you, in the middle of that?
I mean, Seal Beach is literally like a mile long, and it really, like, I would put it technically in Long Beach before I would put it in really
LBC.
Orange County.
Okay, yeah,
so
I got
didn't,
you.
I didn't grow up in, like, Newport, which is very different, where everyone's wealthy.
The minimum of a house is $5 million.
Yeah, beautiful, pristine.
And no one's even living in those houses.
No. Like, there's empty.
They're all empty. It's crazy. Yeah. You got, and I think it's being bought by
China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it's true because.
Well, it is. My best friend sells real estate in Newport Beach, and she lives in LA all the way to San Clemente. She covers actually all the way from Irvine, and her buyers are about 95% Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a handyman, and he's really good, and he does a lot of work down there. And he's like, I work on houses that are beautiful that no one's ever in.
Yeah, and they're lovely, and they pay well.
Yeah. So.
Win-win.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29. And what is it that you say, I hate to ask this question, but what is it, would you say that you do?
Yeah. I mean, right now, I mean, I have backgrounds in multiple things, but right now, I'm really just doing social media full-time and working on myself as a brand.
Are you, where did you go to college?
No, was never an option.
Why?
I technically passed high school because they pushed me through, but on the last day of high school, they put me in an office to do, like, file paperwork because I didn't have enough credits to pass. And, like, also I couldn't afford college either way.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't an option. My parents were like, go get a job. Like, what do you mean? You're not like one of those kids that like we're sending to college. Like, that's so unrealistic and stupid.
I didn't go to college either.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go. But that's fascinating. You didn't want to. So what did you do right out of high school?
Right out of high school, I started modeling for a company in San Francisco. I basically moved in all my stuff into my brother's house as soon as I could get out of Orange County into West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a DJ club promoter, owned a big nightclub for a long time.
Okay.
And basically just like kind of went into that life of like nightclubs, promoting. A little bit of modeling before they dropped me.
A little bottle service?
I never did bottle service, but I did the door at a lot of nightclubs starting when I was 19.
What's the number for the night for you for that?
I didn't used to get paid that much.
What's the number for the bottle service girls?
Oh, what's the number? What do you mean? Like how much
like
they make?
Bottle service girls can make.
Yeah, they make like 500 to like 2,000
a night.
I make like $400
as a non-bottle service girl.
Yeah,
that's great.
Not bad though. Like 4 hours.
4 hours. You do that twice a week.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I got to be such a brat. Like anytime people walked up, I didn't like. I would just like deny them. And if you were like rude, I would just like charge you. Even if we weren't charging.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But I did it when I was 19, which is so funny because people, I would deny them at the door and they'd be like, you're not even old enough to be here. I'd be like, what are you going to do? Call the cops.
Yeah. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long, yeah, I was going to say a long time ago.
People who have to, you've changed.
Yeah.
Now, so you're working, are you making, would you consider yourself an influencer? It's such a.
I hate that terminology.
I agree with you.
You know what's weird? It's like, I'm not going to lie. Like I would talk crap and like make fun of influencers.
Yeah.
And then I started going to conservative conferences and I had obviously a badge for the people that flew me there. And they'd be like, no, you're here as a political influencer. And then now technically, I mean, it's just like whatever lame terminology. I'm like, there's influencer. There's what, creator.
I agree with you. Listen,
they're all lame.
I'm old school. You know what I mean? I'm like, get on TV. You know, be on a movie or sing a song or dance or write. I mean, but it doesn't mean that people that don't do that aren't creative and do their own thing and influential. You know what I mean? There's chefs, there's beauty bloggers, there's literally our people that are influencers and make so much money just selling products. And
yeah.
So that the world has opened up. You know what I mean? And why it's part of our system is because it's a fame thing. There are people that are famous that have nothing to do with traditional fame.
Yeah.
And they're becoming famous for doing whatever. And that's okay. So it's like, it's kind of the influencing thing.
I mean, to call myself an influencer is literally nails on a chalkboard.
Agree.
What would you call me? What am I?
I would, in my opinion, the little bit I know of you, and I didn't research you for that, but I really trust Abby, and Alex was also said something. He was like, this girl's great.
Who's Alex?
Alex Stein.
Oh, I love Alex.
Yeah, he was like, you got to have her on. And I believe Jay Dyer bigged you up. So I was like, okay, so I would say, like, to me, you're like a young pundit.
Okay.
Like a young, opinionated Fox News anchor.
I would say I'm a personality. Because
yeah.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't even want to put myself in the category of a creator because I'm genuinely not that creative. I'm not a very necessarily creative person.
But you're doing you. But you are. You're the ability to film yourself, say an opinion very succinctly, look great doing it, get it out there, boom. I mean, I looked at some of your stuff. You have 912 comments. Do you know what?
That's pretty low. My other one, I think I have like 300,000 comments.
300,000 comments?
Yeah.
Comments? 300,000 comments?
Oh, no, it's about 350,000 likes. I think it's about 10,000 comments, which
is crazy.
That's
insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know. I don't read any. I have like a policy. I don't look and I don't read my comments. I don't know why people do. If you want to become like mentally ill, you should.
Wait, you don't. Why? Wait, hold on. So this is fascinating. Yeah. See, I don't even have to think of anything. I can just sit and talk with you. But I do have specific things. You do something, right? So let's say you light a match.
Mm-hmm.
It starts a fire, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to see the path of its destruction.
No.
Why start the fire?
I mean, it's just like, I don't, like, the comment sections
like,
are why people are miserable.
But wait, do you agree that we all want love and acceptance as human beings.
Yeah, but some a lot more than others. Acceptance is not really anything I want or care about.
At all.
No, it's cool. You know what it is? It's cool when people I like my stuff. And that's kind of cool. I'm like, oh, you're like someone I like. That's awesome that you like my stuff. Cool. And then I just like, it's like literally 2 seconds of like, awesome. And then I go back to not caring.
Hold on a minute. Emily, you're on social media. We all are on social media for different reasons. But one of the reasons is to chum the waters to see if people vibe with us.
I mean, nothing I do is like, I mean, I'm like anti-vibe. I mean, the thing is also like my popularity was really recent and it was like.
Really?
Yeah. I gained 100,000 followers in about 2 days, like 2 months ago.
So I'm a little late.
That's what I'm saying. Like nothing. I've been saying this stuff for years. I lost 10,000 followers before I ever gained any and none of it gained traction. But and there was never a nice comment. No one liked my stuff. It would have like 5 views and I continued to put it out there. So if I really wanted love and acceptance, like an acceptance, like I would have just go posted like a black square on my profile and like supported, you know, the pride flag. But well, I chose to never do those things.
No, but I don't even think you're trolling. I think
I'm very.
What you believe honest. Is what you believe.
Yeah. You can tell when people are trolling.
Yes, but let me ask you a question. To not want some, like, I read comments all the time because it helps me. I engage. I go sell tickets. I do comedy.
I was going to say, you have a purpose. For me, those comment sections do nothing but bring negativity. And what I'll do is I'll skim through once in a while and anything nice, I'll heart it real quick. Other than that, I don't look. It's not healthy for anyone, especially me. I'm a girl. The first thing they're going to do is attack my looks and say awful things. So for me to take in that much negativity with how much I post is just pointless. Everyone I know who's a creator influencer on, you know, that's similar to me. We all have a policy. We post, boom, we log off. I do not look because it's just so negative. Why do I care? Why do I care what a bunch of losers think? And if you're being nice, then great. Keep supporting me.
I mean, there is a lot of negativity.
Because it makes me want to pop off, and I don't want to do that.
Pop off meaning?
Like, the amount of girls that leave comments on my profile where, like, I would just, like, love to go to their profile and just, like, tear them apart. But then I'm, like, disgusting and on their level, so I don't really want to.
I mean, that's healthy in the sense that you're not getting dragged down to a level where you're going to go in the mud and sling.
Because I used to. And I used to let it bother me. And then I would be like nuts going on rants all day. And I was like miserable.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
But I think, you know.
Because you naturally want to defend yourself.
Yes, but they have to hit you in a place where.
When people are sick, they would like make comments about like my dad is like literally my best friend, my favorite person. And they would like make like comments about like my dad dying and like saying they hope get like raped and
that's sick.
Killed. Yeah.
That's sick. Those are sick people that need to be blocked, need to be reported.
Well, that's the thing. I have a policy. I don't block and I don't delete comments. It's a policy.
I try not to block or delete comments either. I think that's good because it's like.
If you're going to put yourself out there, take the heat.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. You're just not perusing the heat.
By the way, those are your biggest fans because when I post controversial things, the reason my things go viral is because people are fighting in the comments section. So without those people, they wouldn't be as viral. It's interactions. That's how you get your posts up.
Yes. All I'm saying is I just think that I definitely care and look. So maybe I care more than you, but.
Yeah, I just don't. I like to like go outside and be on walks and be off my phone because like obviously, how much are you on your phone? A lot.
Too much.
And computer.
Yeah, it's
a lot, and it gives me crazy migraines. It makes me nauseous and it makes me exhausted. So I post, I log off. If there's a great comment, it'll be usually at the top.
Yeah.
And then I can see it and like it and respond and maybe say thank you.
So let me ask you this. I just watched one you said, and you basically had a whole opinion of stay-at-home girlfriends. So are you married?
No, I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend. Yeah. Are you a stay-at-home girlfriend?
Yeah, I guess technically.
So explain to people what that is.
I mean, it's not even a, I'm not even a stay-at-home, well, because we don't live
no,
together.
No, you do your own thing. Yeah, yeah okay,
gonna,
so you're not.
I was going to say, I'm technically.
You're not at all.
But you basically, I can't wait to be.
Can I just say this to you? So you said, to all these girls coming for me, you and I'll correct me, but you basically said you're mad at me and my opinion of a stay-at-home girlfriend. It's like you're basically not hot enough to be a stay-at-home girlfriend. Would you say that's kind of what you said?
Which video?
You said about stay-at-home.
I make so many.
I know. You said you basically stay-at-home girlfriends. Oh, don't come for us.
Don't come for us. Yeah, I was talking about the liberal media outlets because now they're talking badly about trad wives and trad girlfriends. What are they called? They call it trad wife. Traditional wife.
Oh, trad.
Are you just now putting the pieces together?
Yes, trad wife.
Did you think that's the thing at first thought it was like some weird thing I didn't understand.
I had no idea. I never heard that term until right now. Yeah. Trad wife.
So trad wife, trad girlfriend, which is just a traditional stay-at-home wives, which obviously if you have children, yeah, you're going to do that unless you're putting them in the care of government and God knows whoever else. And I was just saying, like, of course the left-wing media is like, saying how disgusting it is. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is what we've done for all of history. And let's be real. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of girlfriends out here. I've lived out here, you know, since I was like 17. Mm-hmm. All my girlfriends are gorgeous. I don't hang out with anyone really less attractive than me. There's too much drama. But they all agree.
What would the drama be before you go to the next part?
Just like all the girls I've ever been friends with that are less attractive than me. It's always a jealousy thing. It's an attention thing. They're really shady. I mean, they'll try to like sleep with your boyfriend. It's just the worst. You just need to be with equals. But I like all my girlfriends are way hotter than me. They're stunning. Mm-hmm. I love being around beautiful women. I think when you're a beautiful woman, you have value just by being beautiful. I love being around pretty things, pretty people, pretty places. I don't know. A lot of maybe other people see that differently. I love it. But it's like they were like coming for traditional women for doing like a loving traditional thing. And I think it's like so funny. And I was like, let's be real. Who's sitting at New York Times and Huffington Post writing these articles? Hideous liberal women. And it's like you're just mad because no man wants you to stay home and take care of kids and be a hot girlfriend. And like you're not in Mykonos right now, are you? And it's like, I'm sorry, but like it's true. People can argue, but it's true.
So you're saying that the women, if it's women writing these articles.
Yeah. It's probably.
You're saying they're shrews.
Well, yeah.
And they're not getting that chance. Now, do you think
pretty women are never mean to me.
Pretty women are not.
No, all the girls that follow me and support me and love me are like all really hot. And they're usually like stay-at-home girlfriends.
Well, I have two comments on that. Yeah. A, there's a physical prettiness with people. Mm-hmm. But then there's a prettiness of soul and spirit.
Yeah.
So if someone is deemed less attractive in your eyes physically, but they have a beautiful soul, do they get a point?
Of course.
Okay.
Same with guys. You can be the hottest guy ever, but if you're awful, I'm going to look at you kind of like you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Looks fade as well. The difference is these women coming for me are awful, miserable, and unattractive. And I'm like, so what's going on here?
Do you think that this opinion, which is very strong and very, you're steadfast on it, is ingratiating you to those people?
What do you mean?
Is it making them like you more?
What people?
The liberal shrews.
Oh, no, but I don't care.
You don't care?
No. I don't care what, I mean, to me, those women are not feminine. And I don't believe they're successful or going to be successful in life. And I don't really care what losers think about me. And they kind of are. Like, I'm sorry. Like, Huffington Post and all these CNN, like, feel free to come for me. Like I said, I don't care what losers think. To me, they're losers. Your job is to literally sit in an office and talk badly about women who are beautiful and taken care of. Tell me honestly, you are not jealous. God knows how much really, you're telling me you'd rather be in that office miserable than sitting at home with some loving husband, cooking, taking care of the house, cleaning, going on vacation, going shopping, getting your nails done. Okay. Well, go take your job at New York Times then.
There's definitely women that are beautiful that don't want to be staying home traditional wife.
And a lot of my girlfriends have jobs and careers and they're killing it. They're crushing.
And they're
making more than most men I know, yeah.
Yeah, so.
With that said, they still want these traditional things.
They still want traditional things.
And they still want to get married and have kids and quit their jobs.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's like we're in such an unprecedented time. I'm older than you, but like everybody is hating on everybody. So my opinion is you have to do what you feel is right for you. But mm-hmm. like you could build a little bit of a bridge and not like cut yeah. that fucking branch off and going, hey,
the
bitch,
difference is I you, don't ain't come
pretty
for
and,
them.
You ain't pretty enough to hang with us.
Oh, like, no, the difference is I don't come for them. They come for
so
me.
So is this a reaction for them coming for you or is this...
Yeah.
So if they didn't come for you, you wouldn't fucking get those
no.
claws out.
Okay. No, because
so you feel
thing.
Like you're defending yourself.
I made the content because then, they came for me.
Yes, okay.
Or else where would the idea for the content come from? Mm-hmm. I don't just sit in my room and think of things to be upset about. I'm out living my life and I'm not miserable.
You're a reactionary person.
That's the thing. All my content, genuinely, I'm sure you're the same way because you're insanely creative. It's like my,
oh, thank you.
No, you are. And it's like my content and everything I post, the things I say, all comes from just living here and interacting with people. I'll go to a coffee shop. I'll sit down, talk to someone. Someone says something online. Boom, I react to it. I post it. I'm not just sitting at my house just dwelling on these things. It's just a simple reaction.
No, what's your sign? I know that sounds so cheesy, but because...
Stop.
Because I'm a Gemini, and so it helps with what I do.
Doesn't sound really lame. I'm born September 6th, so I don't know what that is.
You Virgo?
I am, but technically my friend said there's another sign that's more accurate and I'm not. So.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's fascinating because like you actually kind of, I know it sounds weird, but I believe in that stuff and Virgos can be very reactionary and very opinionated.
I am.
So it makes a lot of sense.
If you talk to anyone that knows me.
I know it sounds stupid.
No. I don't think it's stupid because I'm super into energy and all that. And when mm-hmm. I used to work in like right wing media and I would bring all my LA BS everywhere, everyone would be like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah, I know. There's an actual truth to this energy shit.
I go straight from brain to mouth. I have literally zero filter.
I think that's healthy.
I also am not stressed all the time about, and I'm not full of shit. And people know when I'm talking to them, it's genuinely honest. It might be a little tough. But they're like, no, she's being real. And it's so hard to get people to be real now. Mm. I think the older I'm getting, the people around me are really starting to actually just appreciate it. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it's nice to see somebody that's not scared to say their opinion.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know you, but you're fucking gunning people down with a bulldozer. You're like not starting with a tricycle. You're like,
no. Well, that's what I said. Don't come for me. And then.
But if they didn't come, you're saying they didn't, if they didn't come for you, you'd be a little bit more, hey, how are you? So that's what.
Well, okay. The funniest thing is everyone, and even my friends notice this, because I've worked so hard my entire life. I've had so many jobs. I've had the crappiest jobs ever. I've gotten paid no money, and it's like, you know, great, things are starting to work now. But my friends laugh because anyone who meets me in person, whether I'm at a, even my boyfriend, is just like, it's so funny. People are so naturally drawn to you. You really, I think I do kind of demand the room when I walk in, but I am so normal and real and kind with people. Everywhere I leave, like everywhere I go, they hook me up, they get free things. Every time me and my boyfriend go to dinner, the waiter's like, I love you, the manager loves me, they're always sending free stuff. And it's like, everyone loves me, and then they see my social media, and usually then they'll kind of hate me. But that just proves how full of crap everyone is, because that is where you can judge me. But when you actually interact with me, I'm pretty lovely and normal.
Yeah, you've been nothing but great.
Thank you.
So hold on a second. So you're getting a free steak? And it's not a dude, is it? Let's you're out to dinner with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the waiter's like, let me give you a free meal.
It's not like that. It's just the fact that I'm just so real all the time.
Yeah.
And people can feel it. When I engage with someone, I don't care if it's a guy at a coffee shop, a waiter, whatever. I'm so genuine. I genuinely give them my attention. I love making people laugh. I think that's, and I really love humans and interacting with humans. It makes me really happy. I get really depressed and when I feel isolated and alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like it, but it's very sincere. And that's the thing. Like people really in real life genuinely really like me. If you saw me on social media, you would hate me. But in real life, it's like, it's a very different story. Social media is me coming for people when I'm relatively defending myself.
So what I saw you on is that you said basically you are coming for women that want a man to like be loyal and then he's going to work his whole life and then commit.
Oh, that's the viral video, yeah.
Yes. That, so explain that video to people.
So when you see, like, I spend a decent amount of time on TikTok right now because I get a lot of my inspiration from there. Mm-hmm. And so when you see TikTok, you see all these girls, and they're very, they're not conservative. They're not traditional at all.
TikTok is toxic, don't
you
think?
It's very, I actually support the Biden administration for banning it 100%. I think that's actually one of the greatest things they could do.
And you're not a Democrat.
No.
Wow, that's not fast. Because I actually don't, I love TikTok, but I think it's warping.
It's extremely toxic.
It's warping, I don't want to say young women, but like.
It is.
It's warping women's minds from 20 to 38.
Yeah.
And it's like they have this whole, the micro-cheating and all of this shit.
So it promotes such bad things and nothing positive is ever promoted on it.
I believe it promotes victimhood of like men. There's a whole thing of men are trash on there. And I know that men are fucking pigs, but there's also like good dudes.
There's so many good men. I have so many in my life. I'm so thankful, including great brothers and a great father and a great boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. That's a beautiful start.
And really great friends.
Yeah. See, but yeah, well, it's nice to hear that.
And I would like to point out that I'm sure you know the model Emrata.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah. So I would like to point out on Instagram, because I just got a flag on my account, mm-hmm. I posted a clip of her talking about the breakup with her husband on, I think, Call Her Dad or maybe something like that. And she was just like, what do you expect, ladies? All men are trash. I posted it on my Instagram and I said, this is a horrible role model for young women. My account, that post was taken down. I was flagged for hate speech. I appealed and they doubled down and flagged me for hate speech.
Because you said this is a horrible example? Did you call her horrible or just the example?
No, I said this is a horrible role model, like example of role model for young women.
Wow.
Hate speech. And my account has a flag on it because of that now.
So you,
but her video's still up.
So you took, she took down a whole species. Mm-hmm. You just took down her.
I wasn't even taking down her. I was just
no, you were
in
saying
general.
It's not even a role. It's not a good role model. Wow. Yeah, that might be the Hollywood popularity thing.
And I posted that on Twitter and I said, if you're defending men now, that is hate speech. But you are allowed to take an entire species and call them trash. And that's promoted to the top.
Yeah, that's annoying. And by the way, I mean, I don't know her. She's beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure she's a flawless, perfect human.
But she's already making out with Harry Styles this weekend.
Well, she's been caught making out with like 30 people.
So she keeps going to the trash dump.
Yeah.
Right? Why is she hanging around in the trash dump?
I've seen her photograph making out with like 15 dudes, and I was like, don't you have it? Also, by the way, what's your opinion on this? You said all men are trash. She has a son. So your son's trash.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a disgusting mentality.
Yeah, it is disgusting. I mean, I don't want to.
Also, imagine putting that out and your kid grows up and he sees you. I have a weird thing about women. Women who slander their ex-husbands and partners on social media, I think are disgusting.
Mm.
I think it's an all. I don't care what he did. Unless he's like.
No, unless there's something.
But it's like, I think it's really tasteless and tacky and your kid's going to grow up one day and see that. And I don't think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she probably was just making a flippant comment. Men are trash in a funny way.
Well, you have millions of followers, so you should be a little bit careful.
But I think the conversation should be had, like, do you really believe that men are trash?
Wait, if men are trash, why are you making out with all
that's
them?
That's what
does
I
that
said.
Doesn't that make you trash?
Well, it's a trash collector. It's a trash collector. But, you know, I don't want to bring her son into this, but, you know, God bless.
No,
but
first
it's
of
like,
all,
but
her son is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It makes sense what you're saying.
I just think it's crazy that I'm getting flagged for hate speech for saying the same thing someone liberal did.
Girl. Can I say girl? Girl, I get flagged all the time for saying something that rhymes with the word axe. You know what I'm saying? Axe.
Oh.
You can't even say that. So I got.
Oh, yeah. That's the hardest thing for me to leave out.
I know. So don't even say it because we'll get flagged.
I know. It's my favorite thing that me and my gay friends call each other.
No. Vax.
Oh.
The vax.
I know.
Oh, geez. Please don't do that.
I was like, that's my favorite word.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah. We just call it the thing.
Yeah. So you can't. So I'm saying is people are getting flagged.
That's why my account was actually almost deleted over the vid.
Well, that's the thing is that we live in a what's the word? We live in a society that these social media people are very,
yeah,
suppressive. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you do want to keep your voice out there, you kind of have to play by the game. And if not, you don't have to, but you're going to end up on Rumble.
Well, that's where, okay, see, that's the thing. I get called out now so much by people on the right being like, you're not a Patriot loser. And I'm like, no, it's called playing the game, loser. I'm not going to be out of the game. I'm going to play it accordingly. Yeah, of course I'm not going to be myself on Instagram, but I'm going to follow the rules because that's why they're there. And look, if that's what I got to do, that's what smart people do. You play by the rules, you become best at the game. Twitter, I can go pretty ham, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm not trying to go to Rumble.
Yes.
I'd like to be on YouTube.
I know, but we're all going to end up on Rumble.
Yeah, I know the money. Rumble, unless you guys want to offer me a really good contract.
Well, let's go back for a second. The micro-cheating. Do you know what that is, right?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay.
It's only TikTok. I screenshot, the amount of screenshots on my phone is terrifying. I screenshot women, yes, and there'll just be thousands of comments that are so dark, like so evil, of them talking about cheating.
Oh,
and,
God.
And being like, oh, like.
Oh,
like,
God.
And I'm not going to lie, God, I should have sent it to you, but it is toxic on a level where I go, this is really dark. What is this hatred towards men I don't feel?
I think that...
Or like you said, victim.
Listen, I've got four sisters. They're all older.
God bless.
I know. They're all older than me. You know, my joke is every Halloween I was some type of female. I was transitioning before anyone.
Yeah, before it was cool.
Yeah, so it's... But all my sisters, like, you know, they kind of protected me. And we took the subway and we went to Philly. And a mother who's 5'2" that would, you know, that could fight. So I was growing up around strong females. And I grew up a very big and brother and a big dad. But they were also more emotional. Like, we're emotional, but man, it's funny.
Yeah.
So the victim thing is, like, wild because... I do find that, like, this micro-cheating is fascinating because it's, like, basically, if I like a comment or some guy likes a comment and a pretty girl left for him, he could be inviting disaster.
Okay, here's my definition of cheating. Your penis goes into another vagina. Guess what? Black and white. There it is. Guess what? My cheating... Another penis goes into my vagina. There it is. I don't even need to, like, go deeper into that.
Can I say that? Thank you, sir. Because you're like, that's a dude's mentality. Like, yeah. That's, it's so true. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even give a little cheats before that. So yeah. You're pretty liberal with you're pretty loose with your thing. So it's like, you're saying, what if there was a little, oral copulation. That's not cheat. That's cheating.
I mean, yeah, it is. Oh, okay. I just like, I like to
what
just
about
put things.
Rub a dub dubs. Just like rubs. No?
I don't.
What about a kiss?
I guess, but it's like.
But see, you're chill. But we're not even talking about that. We're not even talking about physical. We're not even talking. We're talking about like.
You can like another girl's photo.
Yeah, we're talking about like, that's a huge deal. Like liking a girl.
And don't these women understand the more space and freedom you give a man, the less likely they are to do those things? It's literally like putting an animal in a tiny cage. They're just going to be freaking out to get out. Because I'm the same way. You give me all this freedom and I go, I don't want this freedom. I want you to be a little bit more aggressive. You know what I mean? But it's just like, also it's a security thing. And men want to be with secure women. And also, I think it comes down to just respect. Bottom line, if you respect your partner, you're not going to do these things. And a lot of women don't respect men. A lot of men don't respect women. I think respect is like the most attractive, like solid thing you can have in a relationship.
Wait, you said so much. I got to answer one
of
them. The whole thing about, I tell this to women, you know, if you give a guy space, the guy will come back to you.
Yep. Facts.
It's really true that if you love something or someone, you will let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it's that really tacky saying.
I know.
But if it comes back, I do think it is meant to be.
Yes.
It's so tacky, but I agree.
And it's I know, again, it's tacky, but it's not because, so, but like, I feel like in a world, do you agree with me? Like, do you think the world is beyond over-sexualized right now?
Yeah.
So I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up on, like, you know, John Hughes films, and it was like, you know what TNA is? It was like, those were TNA films. And, like, the biggest thing with, like, Spring Resort, like, was like a movie like that. It would be like a topless girl, and, you know, and we're in junior high, and we're like, oh my God. And it was like horror movies and arcade games, but it was like big jugs and bikinis.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal, and Playboys. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a big deal. But it was like,
supposed to be.
Yeah, it was like cute. You know what I'm saying? And it was like us guys, and we're like, ooh. Now there's so much sex everywhere and graphic beyond that I'm almost like, am I a prude now? And I feel like everything is so over sexualized. So, but yet I feel like everything is so over sexualized and everyone's like using their sexuality, especially.
Yeah, it's like the least amount of sex we're having.
But then they have the whole fucking micro cheating. So people have never been more exposing of themselves and yet never been more stringent on their beliefs. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, it's bizarre.
Yeah. It's really damaging, not only for women, but it's extremely damaging for men. And this is kind of like the point of what I'm trying to do. My goal is to like eventually help younger girls to not make all the mistakes I did in life. And just,
you're only 29.
I know, but
tell us your goal. What is your goal?
My goal is just to figure out how to connect and work with young girls to show them. I mean, no offense. Like, if you're going to have a role model, you want to have a role model that's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier for a young girl to have a role model that's like a supermodel than a teacher. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God,
I'm sorry.
Emily,
it's awful. It's awful.
Jesus Christ.
It's awful, but it's true. But I want to work with young girls to be like, okay, like to promote a more traditional lifestyle and put them into like hobbies and things just to get them off the internet. But the sexualization is a huge thing. First of all, OnlyFans, porn, I'm against all of it. It damages guys' brains. There is so many studies for this. It's insane. It's also damaging love, relationships. That's why divorce is through the roof and all these things. But there's studies to prove all this. And also, I don't understand. Women are like, no one respects us. Of course not. You have given them every reason in the world to not respect you. What we have to offer here is a very special thing. And the more we withhold it, the more special it is. I'm sorry, but like, I was listening to a podcast yesterday and it was Megyn Kelly, and obviously she's older. She's like, you go to the beach now and it's just thongs. Like, women used to leave a little bit for a man to desire, which is like when I used to go on first dates, I would be covered head to toe. Mm-hmm. I love being normally covered head to toe. And it's like, and I'm like, I'm on Instagram and TikTok and it's just porn.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
Which people go, oh, you're crazy. There's no porn. No,
no, it is.
There's literally porn.
It is. So wait, you said some stuff, but I'm going to have to edit you a little bit. It's so fascinating because in one way, you're really opinionated of like beautiful women and all this stuff. And the other thing is like, don't make your vagina an ATM. And so I agree with you on the porn. I never felt like that until like 5 years ago.
You can agree how truly damaging it is, and we're seeing the
1,000%. Like, like I told you, like we had a Playboy. It was like little snips of this stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's like, and it's trafficking. Like, there's a lot of fucking crazy shit on the internet. And they're under sites, but they're like looks fucking violent and it's disgusting.
Well, that's what I mean. I watch so many documentaries on this, and I feel so sick watching the documentary and I'm so depressed after.
Yes.
I don't know how people, I don't feel that. I mean, I've never watched porn in my life. I think I've seen 30 seconds and I honestly felt so sick and disgusting watching it. And I was like, also, this is just like R-A-P-E.
You're not wrong. That's beautiful that you haven't really watched it. That's really beautiful.
It felt wrong. And I grew up not religious at all. We never talked about religion. Everyone was like relatively agnostic or atheist, basically. It felt wrong. It felt dirty. It never felt right.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I think it's weird to watch someone else do it. Like, why don't you go do it?
Yeah.
There's no love. There's no affection. There's no story. It's not like a beautiful film.
Well, there is like a guy borrowing an egg.
That's true. There's a plumber.
Yeah.
You're like, there's a story.
But you're so right on that like stuff, and it's nice to hear you say that because, you know, we're different lives and you're younger and I'm like, so I'm not crazy because I feel like we're living in a crazy over-sexualized society.
Well, we're over-sexualizing children and kids.
That's a whole other pod. That it's like, I totally agree with that.
That's like, you just, but like, don't you remember like old films where like it was sexy? Like it was really sexy. I'm talking like, I mean, kind of a creepy, weird example, almost like Cruel Intentions. It was like back in films, like when things were sexy, they were genuinely very sexy. And now it's just like porn. It's more, it's like not sexy. It's more pornographic.
Yeah. There's just, it's just like, there's like, let your freak flag fly. But that has to go in with the whole other thing of like, you know, don't put me, let me be who I am. And the boundaries are fucked up, in my opinion. But going back to what you said, OnlyFans, I have opinions on that. And it's pissing people off too. Because,
what are your opinions on
that? Well, my opinions is, if you want to do OnlyFans, go for it. But, you know, people are saying they want to be called sex workers. And my job, my question is, where's the work? You know what I'm saying? Going,
yeah, where's the college? Where's the education?
Well, people are saying that it's liberating for women to go and, you know, take control of their sexuality. But it's, to me, you could do OnlyFans, but you seem like you hate it. And I said this whole joke. I said, why would I ever subscribe to OnlyFans? Because I can just write the word vagina and see 60 trillion images. Or just a V or V. I mean, and that got a lot of people mad. So, like, what?
Probably got a lot of women mad. Because women are the ones that get mad when I talk about this. First of all, across the board, I believe it should be banned. Okay? I agree with you, though. If you want to do it, great. But I would 100%.
Why should it be banned? That's fascinating. You think OnlyFans should be banned. Why?
Because I told you I'm against, like, anything that's pornographic.
Yes.
And that is, it's used for porn.
Yes.
We don't need to be silly here.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, like, there is nothing funnier to me than saying it's empowering women. So let me get this right. You are empowering yourself by taking the most special, sacred, beautiful thing you have and exposing it to the world for a very small amount of money, maybe a large amount of money, whatever it is.
It's usually five fifty a month.
Yeah, I was gonna say usually about $5.99.
My friends.
So when my friends told me. Mm-hmm. And so when I say you're a woman with no value and you say, well, yes, I am. And I go, okay, so you're a woman with $5.99 value. Second of all, you're relying on, you're a feminist doing OnlyFans, that's empowering, yet you're relying on creepy, disgusting men who think you are disgusting and trash to ironically pay your bills, which is probably the most degrading thing in the entire world. Whereas actually, if you were in an office, it would be a lot less degrading. You could actually have respect in an office. And also, do OnlyFans, but do not get offended when people call you, you know, slurs or whatever. Yeah, whatever it is. And do not get offended when you come into the dating pool and dating world and you are seen as a low-value woman. In my eyes, you are. In every man's eyes, you are. And don't get offended when people don't want to marry you, don't want you to be their girlfriend. You're going to hit the real world eventually. It's just a matter of time. And no one with any level of, like, a brain would ever respect someone who does that.
Now,
with that said, go for it.
There's a lot to unpack there.
I don't go on the internet and expect people not to judge me. You cannot be a sex worker and expect people not to judge you.
I agree with that.
So just don't complain about the outcome. Go get your bag.
Yes.
And then deal with no one thinking that you're a valuable human and also bringing just shame to your family name as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, some people might do it because they don't have family and they don't have, you know, who knows their backstory. But I'm in the sense of that you should be able to do it. But exactly, I do find that there's a lot of creators in the OnlyFans world that get really offended. Like, what would you, because you said the term low-value woman.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Just someone that I would say, I mean, it's the same with, like, a man. It's, like, the same way, like, there's men that I would see as less valuable and there's women that, I think for men it's harder, though, because I think men bring a lot of different value to the table, whereas a woman could easily take a lot of her value away just by simply doing that.
By monetizing her coochie.
Yeah. Also, like, how, I don't, it's just so, like, my first episode I did in my podcast, I interviewed a sex worker.
Okay.
And she went from, like, literally having sex with guys in, like, hotels to doing OnlyFans for a living. I think she still is. I will point out, she is one of the smartest, loveliest females I've ever met. We do not agree on tons of things, mm-hmm. but I would never speak poorly about her. But she did share on my podcast, like, you know, it's really awful sick men. These aren't men that think you're great. They're asking you to do things that like hurt your body, hurt yourself, really like very, very gnarly things I wouldn't even say.
Like taking money from these that they call simps and incels. Yeah, it's fucked up.
And it's how is fucked it empowering?
It's fucked up because I get it that you're getting money, but it is fucked up because they're fucked up. They're not healthy.
No.
You would probably never want to hang with these people outside of this virtual relationship.
God, no.
You know, listen, I can't judge. People have different reasons for doing it, but like, yeah.
By the way, you can judge. You can always judge.
Yeah, I know.
You can say, I'm not going to judge this particular situation. But in general, I think feel free to throw judgments. I do.
Also. No, I don't think, yeah. I agree with you. And I think that my whole thing is, though, is like, yeah, it's just a fuck. It's like, you can do it. But my whole thing is, you can't say it's empowering the women because what are you teaching the next generation of women? Young girls, is that something for them to look up to?
And also, like, I saw someone tweet it, but I was like, that's really true. It's like a fast money, slow problems.
Fast, but the problems are going to add up.
Yeah, you're going to make that money fast, and then all these problems that are going to be very deep-rooted psychological issues as well are going to come after that. So, and also, do you value money that much?
A lot of people, listen, I get heckled about this. I do jokes about OnlyFans. I'm going to put one up and people get really mad. And it's again, like my whole thing is like, they want to be called sex worker. And I was like, why don't you say I'm hoeing?
Yeah.
I'm a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, like I tell
actually have more respect for that because I like when people are funny and make fun of themselves.
I'm a hoe. When I go on stage, I'm a hoe for people's attention.
Yeah.
I'm not up there saying I'm an attention worker. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, it's true, though.
I have my own damage. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I work it out through comedy.
You
can admit you have your own damage. And that's what I'm saying. Everyone's damaged on OnlyFans. But like, don't like just try to make it be like people get really mad. And why they get mad is because they know deep down there's something.
Thank you. If you're triggered by something triggered, I say that has nothing to do with me, that means you're triggered because you know I'm right. And instead of fixing that issue or working on yourself, you'd rather project on me. And I'm like, babe, you're not going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even change your own mind.
Do you know any women on OnlyFans besides the person you interviewed, like any friends or people in your circle? Or
no, all my girlfriends are educated, very creative, have great jobs, and.
So you just said anybody on OnlyFans is not educated.
Maybe they are. I'm gonna assume if you were smart, you could figure out a way to make money.
There
that's
are
not showing your vagina.
What? You know what?
I figured it out for 29 years. I can't.
It depends on
by
what
you. By
the
way, I'm attractive. I could do OnlyFans and make a bag overnight. That's the funny thing is they're like, don't hate. And I'm like, babe, there's no work in it. I could do it tonight and collect a lot of money. I don't because I actually take pride in myself and I would not want to do that to my family. And I have a boyfriend. Maybe that's why I have one. Because I also, you know what's weird? I don't even think you've like, I don't know if you thought about this. When you go around now, like, you don't even think about it. Like, hostesses are doing OnlyFans. Like, people driving Uber. It's, like, the weirdest thing ever. Like, think about how creepy that is to, like, go to a restaurant and be like, wait, I saw that hostess on OnlyFans. Like, I've seen your vagina.
Well, if it... Yeah, I'm not... I believe this or not, I never logged on OnlyFans. I've never seen it. Yeah, I've seen the app. I know what it is, but it's, like, what am I going to do? Subscribe?
Yeah, when it's free.
Yeah, but, like, anyway, like... But if they're making good money on OnlyFans, they're not going to be a host soon. But you're right. There are people that are like transitioning into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's becoming like an Uber. Like
anyone
can drive Uber, but it's becoming like an Uber for your vagina.
Yeah. I'm just saying, a girl attacked me in person one time.
And said what?
Because of my political content. And she was just doing the generic thing, you know, she's some broke hipster loser in Highland Park, and she's she's extremely mentally ill, and she decided to come up to me and attack me, not have the balls to fight me, of course, which I would have been like
physical fight,
yeah, of course,
you're not gonna fight, don't fight.
I mean, I would have like Mason Taser first, but either way, it was so funny because she was, you know, oh, you're racist, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I could not think of a term. I could care less if you call me. And then she's just going off. And then she was like, oh, what did she say? She was like, you're just like a wannabe Barbie, like, slut or something like that. And then she was like, oh, like, your pussies ran through. And I was like, dude, I logged on to your OnlyFans. I was like, babe, your pussies and your existence is worth $3.99. And I'm like, you better, like, and I was like, I said that out loud, and there was, like, firemen and cops everywhere, and they were all dying laughing.
And they're like, what's the promo code?
Yeah, and they're like, what's the link? But she looks like a boy, so no one would want to watch her. But I just think it was funny, because I was like, how are you going to call me a hoe when you're the one begging for money, and you're, like, a failed DJ online? I'm like, how embarrassing.
I like that you say babe, because that's, like, an endearing way to, like, step to people. But
yeah.
Hold on a second. So this is a person that you hate, that you got an argument with? Some girl came for you online?
Yeah, like I said, didn't know who this girl was.
And so she...
she decided to write about 9 paragraphs about how I'm, like, a racist white supremacist and I hate trans people online a while ago. And then, ironically, because most people don't realize I live in a really hipster neighborhood because I'm always posting in Beverly Hills, I went to go eat with a group of my friends one night, and look who was DJing. So I went straight up to her because I don't play. I keep it real, especially in real life. And I was like, hey, do you know who I am? You should. And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, I'm like Emily Saves America. Remember when you wrote all those horrible things? You probably never thought you would see me in person. Huh? Yeah, this must be a little bit weird, right? Especially when I'm in your place of work. I was like, I wonder if I showed the owner, like, what you've said about me, if that would be a good reflection, considering we just spent about $1,700 just bought this place out. I go, so technically right now you kind of work for me, don't you? Interesting. Then she went online and wrote that I attacked her, I stalk her, I assaulted her, and then saw me again in real life and, like, attacked me. I'm like, you're just, like, nuts.
Saw you again? Where?
Oh, I was getting tacos, and I heard someone yelling, and I, like, paused my AirPods, and it was her, and I just was like, oh, my God, you just...
And she has an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Wow.
$3.99.
Wow.
$3.99. I was like, I'm going to pay for it for 1 month, and at my birthday party, I'm going to stream it on the wall the whole time.
Did you do that?
No, but I'll do it for my next party.
Wow. What's the basic price? $3.99 to what?
I don't know. I just had to look one time, like, what the price was.
Wow. Okay. You are definitely just getting warmed up.
I'm just saying, if you come for me online and I see you in person, I'm beelining it up to you. You would never do it to me. Like, people would never do it to me because they don't have the balls.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come in hot.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You said you got fired from Fox News?
No. I was let go from Newsmax. They actually give me...
You're on Newsmax.
Yeah, they gave me an ultimatum.
Okay.
To take down one of my posts or to continue to stay on.
Is the post going to get me banned if we talk about it?
Actually, it's, like, the most, like, liberal post I've ever posted. I almost want to archive it.
What's the post?
I was, like, making a joke because all these, like, little right-wing annoying trolls were, like, coming after me. And then I was like, oh, if you don't shut up, I'm going to, like, fuck your dad and become your mom and then take your phone.
Fuck your dad, become your mom.
Take your phone away. That's so you can't say dumb shit on the internet anymore.
That's funny.
That's what I'm saying. And also, I'm like, I'm talking about sleeping with a hypothetical fake dad.
Yes.
I didn't even target anyone.
Yes. And so Newsmax got mad at that?
Like, it's not conservative enough.
Newsmax?
Yeah.
Were you a reporter?
I just was a conservative commentator.
Was Newsmax, is it on the dish?
It was next to Fox, and then I think they took it off. I think it's back on. I don't watch TV. I don't even, like, have cable in my room, so I don't care.
That's surprising.
I just watched TLC.
You do?
I love 1,000-Pound Sisters.
A good escapism.
Thank you.
Okay. So you didn't take it down, and now you can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they probably want me back now, but I would never go on the news again. The news is a joke. I don't listen to any news. I don't watch any news. All they do is lie, all of them.
They're bought.
Yep.
If
you're watching the news, someone is paying for them to say something. So turn the news off and your happiness will go up like 90% overnight. Congrats. You're welcome.
You're so right. Do you feel that your generation, you're millennial or
yeah,
are you
what
a
am
zoomer?
I don't even know.
I think you're a zoomer. Little millennial. You're right on the edge of millennial zoomer. Yes. I would say you're probably millennial, but you're whatever you are. You're your own thing.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, I mean, we already kind of talked about it. Like, the generation of dumb shit. There's a lot of dumb shit.
Here's the thing. The fact that I even have a voice and I'm relevant is literally because everyone is so stupid. People like me who are saying the most generically normal statements is actually shocking.
Yeah.
I don't have some fancy school or education.
Yeah.
I spent like 8 years blacking out every night at nightclubs. And the fact that I'm the voice of reason.
You were a nightclub. You said this. You spent that. So you were a nightclub, what? Hostess, not a bottle girl.
My brother just had clubs and ran them. So me and my girlfriends would go and hang out and get drunk at the tables.
You get wasted.
Yeah.
Blacked out.
Yeah. We go to party dinners and then go to we were just
that host.
We're paid to be hot and party.
Those chicks. Yeah. So you would do that. And do you still drink?
Actually, no. This is the most LA thing I'm ever going to say. I actually recently went to an angel healer.
What's that?
You, stand there, and he, sees, what, demonic things are, attached to you, and you, ask for, a higher power to, literally, clear them. This is the most LA thing I've ever said. I don't care.
OnlyFans are coming for you.
I hope people make fun of me.
Wait,
really
you know what? You really are have so many sides to you.
I know,
it's because you are on one side this right wing, this other thing this shamer. You shame girls if they're not but then there's this liberal side to you and this crunchy. This is what I call the crunchy Oregonian side. This is a Portland. So go ahead.
I knew what I was gonna say, and I mean, I think that's why my following expands, though, because I really do have a lot of sides to me. And the only thing I really care about is just being honest, being truthful, and full transparency. And with that said, I'm very quick to change my views about things.
Are you quick to let in a girl that's not as pretty as your friends to hang with you?
Depends. Probably not.
That's not going to ingratiate you.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm open to anything. Okay. But no, angel healer. And after that, I just,
They take the demon away.
It's so funny. It's they just,
I believe this.
Dude, I'm not joking. I was bawling, crying for an hour straight.
Tell me the process and I don't want to comment on
it. I don't even want to ruin it because it really is so special and spiritual.
All right. So don't
say, I have a connect.
But can I say this? So I was, talking to somebody, ayahuasca, which has been around forever.
Yeah.
And I have never done it.
I'd like to do.
But, well, my buddy does it in a great high end and says blah, blah, blah.
Malibu?
There's a person out there.
But
you know, the real way to do it is to go to Costa Rica and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. But, and toad venom and all that.
Yeah, but you can go and get in a yurt in Malibu. You know what a yurt is? And it's just in a tent and you're anyway. I kind of like my headspace right now, but, it's interesting. There's also ketamine therapy people do and stuff.
Yeah.
It's more chemical.
I used to do it at the club. That's a little bit different. That was kind of therapeutic, too.
Yeah, totally. So you did this. I believe in this. I'm not a religious person, but I'm getting more spiritual, and I know that sounds so stupid.
Nope, that's exactly what I say.
But I'm I do believe in these bad energies and these almost bad entities. So basically, this person came up to you and was taking off you considered bad vibes and forms of entities.
I will say,
is that it?
Before I saw this guy, I was in one of the worst places in my life.
Okay.
I was not doing well in my relationship, in dating, with my family, with my friends. I was so anxious, so depressed. I was drinking a lot. I was doing a lot of drugs, and I was being reckless. The fact that I'm alive is actually insane. And I had almost died a couple months before from being drugged so bad. Thank God my girlfriend was with me and saved my life. So to say the least, I was in a very bad place. So it got so bad, I was I will literally go to an angel healer and I don't even believe in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, it's really just about you. It's you have to believe in it. You have to be in the moment and genuinely believe in it. I know how lame it seems, but I was bawling, crying for an hour. And when I left, my friend was my friend photographed me and he was literally, your eyes look different. You were your eyes were dark and they had so much sadness in them. And I really believe them because they did. And after that, I mean, my relationship was amazing. I changed so much. I stopped partying, stopped drinking. I just drink casually now, usually organic wine or maybe some tequila if I'm feeling crazy. But it's just diet, exercise, all these things. And also the angel healer was God or higher power, whatever you believe, he will reward you. But I'm telling you right now, he's asking for a sacrifice from you. And that's the thing. You're never going to get anything in life unless you sacrifice, which I don't think anyone wants to do nowadays. And he was like, he's asking you to eat healthy, to be honest and loyal in your relationship, to not drink, to not do drugs, to not even smoke weed, to be healthy. He's asking a sacrifice so he can reward you with all these things and clear these dark entities. And I did, and it was the best thing I ever did. And I've been so much better since. Everything in my life has been working out, my relationship, my friendships. I love not feeling like shit 24/7. And when I drink and you do drugs, you do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You do dumb stuff.
So you were drinking a lot?
Yeah, like probably every night.
And that's just stopped recently?
Yeah. Now I'll have like, I had one glass of wine the other night and I was drunk. I used to have like a bottle a night.
I actually think booze can really lower your
It's really actually
your
like
vibe.
It does. And then you realize, like, this is the one thing I can say about probably someone like you too, because you seem obviously very creative and talented. It's like people like us, it just lowers our vibration. When I talk shit to people now, I say you're very low vibration to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. We're already like energetic, funny, creative, all these things. And all those things just take away from that. So why would we not want to be the best version of ourselves all the time? You know what I mean?
Listen, you're speaking in the converted. I feel that it numbs you out. And so you don't get an idea for a movie. You don't get
no.
an idea for a joke. You get less. And it's like, and the main thing I think with booze is it makes people bitter. You can be, say whatever you want, happy, drunk, all that stuff. I'm saying, I've never seen people that drink a good amount not be bitter. I'm talking like, yeah, man, and sarcastic, and they start smoking a cigarette, and they're bitter. They're literally a sourpuss.
Getting into fights.
Yeah.
Arguing.
Arguing. And that is a lowering vibration. How can I say this in the simplest way? It doesn't sound too hippie.
Yeah.
It's literally like we are made up of energy. That's a proven fact. You can actually scientifically prove it.
It's dimming it.
And it's dimming that energy, like you said. And then it's going to that lower place. So it's like, yo, I don't want to sling mud, what you said earlier in the cast with the comments. I want to be a higher, more elevated person. It does that. It keeps us low and it keeps us fighting. And I think that it was put here for that reason. I think
that's how I agree. And there's this
the whole
new
world put to keep people dumb and angry.
And to keep them submissive.
Yep.
And also it's like, I could not be here right now doing this if I was hungover.
No. I think it's crazy. I have to stay on this stop, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's a couple of podcasts, I'm not going to name names, that are very popular, and these women are talking, the way they talk like guys, but how they think guys talk, and none of me or my...
God, I wish you would name it.
Me
because I feel like it's probably what I'm thinking about.
It probably is, and it's like me
is
or my...
Is it two women?
You just sometimes,
and one's a little gross and kind of talks like a dude.
Well, I don't know, but like, basically these pods, they start talking like dudes talk, and it's like not friends I know, and it's like they talking like they're bros, and they're hitting the bottle hard, and I'm looking at them going, this is gonna catch up, and they're not even 27, you know, and I'm like, it's just fascinating. So there's a younger generation, what I meant to say, like, and they all, and people are like, what's your body count? And all this, like, fucking stupid shit. And
no,
I'm
wait,
like,
it's just dumb.
But it's just like, it's like if Lake Havasu was a podcast, I feel like there's a whole, you know what I mean by that? Like, Lake Havasu is like, fucking throw down the White Claws, fucking get on the boat, you know, I mean. Yeah,
it's really,
there's a lot that goes on.
I mean, that's the thing. There's this new, and I, you know what I noticed too, when I surround myself, which is kind of crazy, when you stop drinking and partying, your whole friend group changes.
1,000%.
And you have to have a partner that's on your side.
Yeah.
First of all, I would like to say my life significantly just has done nothing but gone uphill since.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize all the people that like to do that stuff are very dark people, and they like to have people around them doing dark things as well.
I haven't drank in a while, and I'm not, I agree. I don't think it's so dark for
some of them. No, I don't think you're gonna go like,
there's
I feel a dark,
there's a celebratory thing with booze, but it can, if you keep doing it, get that way.
Yeah. And I feel it. And there's this new thing that's like kind of emerging right now that I see with a lot of my girlfriends, because now almost like none of my friends drink because we just don't like feeling like shit for 3 days straight. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of cool. It's like now there's like a lot of me and my girlfriends that are like in health and wellness are now promoting like this new generation of like, hey, it's actually really cool to be into health and wellness and not drink. Like, and I'm like, sounds really lame, but like I'll go out now and have a mocktail. And
it's
I'm
a
like,
big thing.
It's, I would make fun of that so bad before. I was such a brat and so judgmental. And I'm like, the thing is, when you have a mocktail, people assume you're drunk. And me and my girlfriend, like, we'll go to clubs and be dancing, have the best time ever, completely sober. Then we get to drive safely home. Then we get to wake up early the next day. And I go, wait, this is great. No one knows if I'm drunk or not.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much cooler.
Mocktails are a big thing. And
I love them.
I think Woody Harrelson just opened up a place that's all mocktails.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big place in LA.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think there's a movement. I think there's a lot of people drinking less. But I do see these certain, a lot of female podcasters who are fucking, like, they're sponsored by Truly, and they're fucking throwing them back, talking about body counts.
Well,
and I'm like, what?
Can I be rude and say that?
No, don't be rude.
Yeah. Can I say that maybe they don't have the special thing that maybe people like us have where we are, when I'm sober and when I'm on caffeine, I am at 120%. And let's be real, like maybe they're just not really creative and need to be drunk to pass the time and say stupid things. Because if you sat them down sober, they probably wouldn't have much to offer.
I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I mean, that's.
I mean, I was invited onto a podcast recently, and I'm pretty sure they just, like, sit there and get all the girls drunk. And then I'm like, that's so weird that they say stupid things. I remember when I was drunk, I said lots of stupid things.
Is that true? What? Wait, what podcast? You're allowed to say it? You were invited on a podcast because you know what they do in reality TV?
What?
Especially
no, I don't.
In the dating shows?
No.
The minute you got there, they fucking... This is crazy. Somebody should fucking clip this. In reality TV shows, they fucking... plow the people with booze.
They
supply the house. Of course they do. Jersey Shore, tons of booze. Big Brother, booze. Bachelor, booze. They put all the booze to loosen people's inhibitions. They want you to drink.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
and that's
dark energy.
It is, because it's basically saying people are making a decision based off of a fucking push. It's almost booze predatory, if you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to get like the best TV fucking shit. So what a pod is doing, kind of what reality TV does. Not all reality TV, but a lot of reality TV.
I won't
that.
Mention their
you don't
name,
have the name,
name
but
even
so
though
they,
I'd like to.
They ply the women or with
well,
booze.
Here's the thing. They asked me to come on as like the first intelligent female to ever step on that set. And then they go ahead and send me a bunch of things, which I thought were very odd, saying like, oh, dress like you're like going. First of all, I'm 29 years old. They're like, dress like you're going to a club. I go,
you could go on a club like
I'm
that.
Rolling into the club like this, and I'm about to be.
And it's very professional.
The best dressed. And then they're like, oh, if you want to do cosplay and all this stuff. I'm like, wait, so you're setting this? Okay, I go hard on females online. I'm sure you've noticed.
No.
I do. You know why? Because I want them to do better. I want them to have better lives.
Do better, girls.
And I'm trying to help.
She wants to help.
I'm trying to help, but you gotta take some responsibility
be
here.
Be prettier.
Be hotter. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I'm like reading all this. I'm like, wait. So these young girls that are, let's be real, coming on for free, have nothing to do. Most of them do OnlyFans. They're like 19, 20. You're telling them to come on and wear like slutty outfits and do cosplay. And I'm like, so you're already setting them up to look like idiots. And then what are you going to do? You're going to post clips of them that go viral, which is going to ridicule them, be on the internet forever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm all about transparency, especially in this industry. I have no respect for that. And the way they treated me and talked to me when I asked for compensation to come on the podcast was so tacky and disgusting. And I go, you're taking advantage of young girls, and I don't like that.
Slow down. So was it a dude podcast?
Yes.
Okay. And, I mean, do you always ask to get compensated for a pod?
No, but I think if you're asking for, first of all, do I know you? Do I like you? Do you have any followers? I have a lot more. You know, I have a lot more. I think that's pretty. But if you're asking me to drive round trip 4 hours,
that's
by the
crazy.
Way, shoot for 6 hours.
That's crazy.
Shoot for 6 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah. Not provide a place to stay where I would have to drive 2 hours home. I think if you're asking, and by the way, you are going to post clips of me that are going to go viral, and you are going to make
money
off
paid.
Of me.
You should get
Here's
paid.
Here's the thing. offer me $100.
Yeah, I'll offer you $100.
Offer me $100 to cover gas.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, if it's Joe Rogan, I'll go on for 3 hours. But you're asking me to shoot for 6 hours for free after a 2 hour drive? Bro, that's an 8 hour workday. What's going on here? And
I
also,
agree.
It shows the thing is just offering shows that you respect me. And the way they responded, I was like, oh, this is how you just think of women. You
how
guys
did
are disgusting.
They, how did they respond? If you can say, you have to say the name.
No, they were. They, I mean, they popped off. Oh, the day before, you're going to do this. You're going to pull this bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. LOL, no accountability. I mean, it felt like a 14-year-old was going off on me. And me being, and also they clearly regret what they did because they unsent all their messages, which I screenshotted because I always have the receipts backed up. I screenshot immediately. And I texted to my boyfriend because my boyfriend was going to have to drive me because I wasn't going to spend $400 on gas. And it was just like one of those things where I just was like, based on principle, I'm so glad I asked for compensation because the way you've treated me is disgusting. And now I will feel free to speak about it any chance given. And they watch my stories because they're probably waiting for me to slam them because some big accounts have posted them. But bottom line, I'm like, cool, now you want me on, you can $10,000. It's just on principle. It's on principle.
That's a big up from $100.
Yeah.
That fucking price.
Because I would never want to work with someone like that. Yeah. It's just a fuck you price. That's all it is.
I mean,
I showed my boyfriend the way. And you know how I ended it? I said, they went off on me and they had a little child temper tantrum. And I just said, that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah. And I mean, you haven't mentioned them, so.
Yeah. All I said, I just said, this is unprofessional. Please cancel. Because that's the thing. If I like you... And I get to come on and talk to you?
Yeah.
It's a win-win for me.
Yeah.
I just like to talk to people.
Yeah. No, right. You have a lot of opinions.
Yeah. I got a couple.
What about drugs? You don't do drugs. Did you do drugs?
I did a lot, like everything.
Did you do coke?
A couple times.
Yeah, I've never done coke.
Yeah, I would do it when I was really young at parties and then have like 9 panic attacks and talk about aliens and everyone would like leave the room and then I never did it again.
Yeah, I think coke is really not sexy. It makes people talk a lot.
Imagine me on coke.
Yeah, I can. Well, it could be like 2 negatives equal a positive. So, since you talk right now and then coke, maybe it might make you not talk, but you did talk a lot.
Yeah.
So you were a party. You were.
I'd mostly do coke so I'd be sober enough to drive home.
So you drink, do coke, wake it up,
crush it.
And then next
just,
day.
Just the next day. Just
Chipotle bowl.
Just sick.
Sick.
Just
the and then the next night, same, doing it again.
Yeah, I mean, me and my girlfriend were talking about how every night she would come over with a handle this big of vodka.
Oof.
We would drink the entire thing. Oof. Be blacked out within 45 minutes. Get home and the next day about noon, she would go to her job at like a, you know, bougie juice bar restaurant, juice all day. And I would sleep. I'd wake up, get ready. She'd come over. We'd do the same thing. I think we did that for years.
Have you had your liver checked? I mean, that's intense.
No.
But you feel good. You look great, so.
Thank you. I feel,
wow.
I have a lot of weird health issues now, but that's also because I think they're just poisoning our food and water and air. So
yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
I'm glad you're not doing that.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's fucking intense.
It sounds really lame, but I'm like actually just genuinely really thankful I'm like alive.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were really, and this was in Seal Beach or Hollywood?
No, this was just all here.
In LA. So you were in LA. Is it safe to say you're an LA party chick?
Yeah.
So you would go to all clubs.
I was like the number one.
Really? I never seen
it. If I was there, you knew it was going to be a good party.
So you'd go, like, did you go to, like, XS in Vegas and...
No, I was never, like, doing the Vegas stuff. But, I mean, like, I was doing, like, Night Swim, Teddy's.
Teddy's. I never saw you at Teddy's.
I mean, my brother owned Club Moscow.
I think I've heard of that.
Back in the day,
so,
yeah.
Like, you would go, if it was now, you would go to, like, Harriet's.
I'm trying to think. What was the one in this at the Standard? Oh, Smoke and Mirrors.
That was a good one.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bar Mama, as my people. Yeah. So, okay. So you were.
Partying in the hills. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were there. Closes. After Party in the Hills.
Yeah.
Toodle-a boot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like.
But you. And then you got out of that life.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, I obviously preach a more conservative view. But
did you have a, I mean, is this a weird question?
What?
Did you have a time when you were, with the drugs come sex, or no, you were just doing drugs?
Yeah, of course.
So, okay, so you were doing that thing that some of these OnlyFans girls are charging $3.99 for.
I was doing the sex. I was fucking Borat. I was doing the sex. Yeah. No, it's like I'm not gonna act like, you know, I was a
but
prude.
You weren't a prude. No. But you were like, hey, it was just a
but it's also why when I preach these things now, I pride myself on transparency. I don't try to act like I was some good Christian girl.
So no, you're not. What you haven't flipped. You haven't flipped. How can I say that?
Yeah, I think
like
I
you weren't. You did flip, but you weren't like a knockdown, drag out, coke hoe.
No,
exactly.
No,
you were just having fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were doing what everyone else was doing. Whether you were doing it at college in a frat, there was nothing we did. I mean, it was just kind of cool because we were just more so partying with like celebrities and in really nice houses and at the top clubs. But and we were getting in because of, you know, like friends and brothers and promoters. But yeah, I mean, we weren't doing anything that. Going to Coachella and Young Carnival, all that stuff. Everyone was doing it.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong
if
with it.
If we could get in, we were going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you were having a good time. And now you don't drink as much, don't really do any drugs, have a boyfriend, you've lived. You're not condoning people that do that, but you're saying, hey, you're in a different place in your life.
Yeah.
But you are condoning people for certain things.
It's also like, look, if it's not technically hurting anyone, do you? But just don't get mad if I have an opinion on it. And like I said, this opinion is coming from living a very decent, you know, life of experiencing things. And if I just came from some private school, in like a small Christian town or something, I think it would be very different to judge people when you haven't lived much of a life. That's the problem I find with like a lot of right-wing people is it's a little bit, they're so sheltered and protected.
Right-wing.
Yeah.
What about left-wing?
I mean, they're both nuts.
So would you consider yourself in the middle?
Yeah. I mean, I literally even said I'm proudly switching my party to the loser libertarians.
So you're a loser libertarian.
Just like independent.
I might be a loser libertarian.
Yeah. I kind of love it. I like just independent.
I like that term.
Right?
Well, it's just like I believe I'm in the middle, but people think if I do this, I'm super right. And I don't get really called left ever, but I am like, there's a lot of things I believe that probably people on the left would believe. So it's like, there is no middle anymore.
Well, because we're like socially pretty liberal.
Yeah.
But I would say I probably vote, like the way I vote is probably like as far right as it gets.
Well, I think that, you know, we've got some issues in LA that we need to clean up and probably.
Oh, no.
I saw the picture with you and Rick, and I was at, you know, not to be annoying, but I was at Craig's, and Rick was there, and he was right before, and he was so popular.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's so funny how you can say whatever you want about elite class or celebrities and how they were like, let me tell you, Craig's that night gave this motherfucker a standing ovation, most of Craig's. And there was a lot of people in there that night, and he just happened to be eating.
Well deserved.
And yet, he did not win. So I want to let you know, the people with the pulling the strings and having money really wanted him to win. Now, I don't know what this woman's doing, but we have a lot of stuff. And as a business, I like business people and politicians because this is a business. California is a business.
Well, you do realize he's built all. Okay, here's the ironic thing about him losing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my tinfoil hat on. You first of all, like you said, you witnessed it with your own eyes.
Yeah.
A standing ovation from, let's say, a room filled with probably a lot of very successful
people in Hollywood.
People.
Yeah. Okay? All types.
That's where I met him. And by the way, he was
at Craig's.
Yeah. That photo is outside Craig's.
Were you out there that night? Maybe you were there.
That's so funny. Yeah.
That's so funny. Was it like right before the election?
It was right after.
This was right before.
Because I said, you're our mayor.
This okay, so I was probably there like a week before.
But I'm thinking about it,
and
I'm like, okay, you're talking the Grove, Americana. Me and my boyfriend went to the new hotel
he
built.
He made all that.
A center I used to work in Encino. He's made all the most loved places that everyone steps foot in. The most loved person, lovely family, great businessman, great realtor, and you're telling me he lost to some chick that's like notoriously has done nothing and no one cares about her legs? Okay, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. I was like, she won because she's a black woman and a Democrat. But he is the rightful winner.
Well, you can't say that she won because of that. I mean, you can, but...
Oh, no, I... Yeah. Well,
know, that's
everyone knows.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you can't... It doesn't mean that that's why she won. But
he's a white, successful man. Of course, he's not going to get anywhere now.
Well, you could argue that he had a lot of success.
Yeah, has.
He has. You know, he has.
To.
He will, yeah.
I mean, everywhere in they just tear California down, just build it, rebuild it by him. Everything he touches is perfect. It's pristine. It's beautiful. Everyone loves to go there. What has she contributed to LA? Nothing.
I don't know enough about
it. Neither.
But
let me know if you find anything.
But wait. Well, I just like the fact that, like you did say, that he has built some of the most iconic places in LA.
The most loved, the most visited,
people,
the most beautiful.
And I hate to say this, but hopefully still safe. I mean, you know what I mean? You feel like, and it's like, I love California. You're a native.
Yeah.
So you're,
I love LA and I love California.
You're a rare person. Like, I would consider you a California girl, like the way you look. That's what stereotypes are.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am.
I love California. Mm-hmm. And I know I will never leave
I
here.
I will never leave, and I hate when people tell me to.
Yes.
I go, shut up. Go enjoy your shithole wherever you live. I would like to be here.
It doesn't mean I wouldn't get another place in another state.
For tax purposes?
Yeah. But I'm always going to live here. This is my home, and I don't care how rough it gets because I want to ride it out. Because mm-hmm. And you're rare because you're a native, and a lot of people that are fucking douchebags and idiots and dummies, they're not natives.
No.
So you have literally... have the soil in your blood.
And everyone who was like born here and raised here is like so cool and normal.
I agree.
It's the people that come here from other places that ruin this city.
I agree. And they project all their bullshit. And like, that's another thing on TikTok that somehow ends up in my fucking algorithm, which maybe I clicked one, but it's like these young, trying to be influencers, typically female.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, talk shit about LA. It's like, yo, LA don't want you, bro.
Yeah. We don't
LA
need you.
Don't
please
want
please
you.
Go.
Yeah, so it's like that
like the
whole
day in the life.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
You know what I hate? When people like go to Air One and then talk shit on it, and it's like no one's forcing you to go to an expensive grocery store. You don't have to be there. They're like, oh my God, I could never live in LA. Good, then don't. You probably can't afford it. You're not going to make it. You're probably not talented. Get the fuck out. We don't want you. It's so annoying. Oh my God, I can't believe someone spent $18 on a smoothie. No one's putting a gun to your head. You don't have to buy the smoothie. Shut the fuck up and continue on with your day like I do about everything.
Emily's available for birthday parties, small quinceañeras, bridal showers.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Jesus.
Can I ask a question?
You may.
Okay, thank you. I think about this all day, every day, because I live in a liberal part of LA.
Yes.
And I get out of it any chance I get.
I kind of know where you live, and I think it's where I used to live.
I live in downtown.
Oh.
But I hang out in Los Feliz Silver Lake because I hike there every day.
That was my hood for many years.
So I go to Maru every day.
Where?
Maru?
The coffee shop?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because they have the only real matcha in town.
Oh, God.
And so every day I'm there.
Maru's blue bottle without the blue bottle. Go ahead.
Blue bottle sucks ass. They use oat milk. It's disgusting.
But
it's filled with nasty shit in it. Don't drink oat milk. And
coffee bean will get you right, though. But it's not. I hate it.
What do you mean get you right? Like
coffee beans got a great matcha.
It's not real matcha.
No, I know what you're saying, though. Mara is incredible.
I didn't pay $9.50 for nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? But every day I go and I look around and all I can think. Oh, God, just everyone around me is just so ugly. All the women are so hideous. They all look like ugly dudes. The guys look like ugly girls. It's just disgusting, but that's where I get a lot of my inspiration.
I don't share this opinion.
And I look around, and I just go, how do these people afford to live here?
Okay, forget the purse part about you judging them and their looks and all this shit. Let's take that another way. There's a way to describe it.
Yeah.
You look at people and you say they're not totally put together and you're saying, how can they afford to live in LA?
Yeah.
Are you asking me that question?
No,
or are you
like,
asking this for everyone?
Am I just the only one?
Okay.
I just didn't know if I was the only one. I just look around. I go, how the fuck
Here's what's fascinating. Okay. When I was struggling, I would get I had a studio apartment and it was $580 a month. And it was on Highland, and it was in the mid-90s. And another actress lived in this apartment across the way, and I could see her. And another actress I knew lived in the bottom floor. And we were all, like, at the most $600 a month. So we all had our own places.
Dreams.
I had roommates very briefly back in the late 80s, early 90s, but it was like, and then I was able to figure it out. It seems like there's a ton of high-end properties and a ton of low end properties. Mm-hmm. There's no middle. And I there was a middle when I was coming up. I mean, that's a really reasonable price. Now, my buddy who lives behind Birds, who's had this place for 20 years.
Oh, Franklin Village?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was also around 580. And now he's at 1400, which is still very a good deal. But
a lot.
But it's that's what it's gone up in 20, 21 years, right? So think about this. I'm fascinated by this, too. I think that a lot of people are having roommates. I think a lot of people are staying in places that aren't as great. Mm-hmm. And I, it's fascinating because I do see a lot of TikTokers and influencers and stuff. Maybe they have OnlyFans. Maybe they're killing it. And they get a beautiful house and 10 of them will live together.
Yeah.
And the rent will be $30,000 a month and they can figure it out. Mm-hmm. So there's that types. And then there's people that have found the rent control. But for the most part, there's an interesting question there because I do feel it's changing and I do feel there's so many beautiful, why I stay here right now is because I just sold my house. I used to live there for many years and the real estate was incredible and I got something off the table and now I'm, the market's going to drop and then I'm going to swoop in again.
Yeah.
So that's what you do. And but I feel like there's so many high end buildings.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to be able to live in these one-stop shops with gyms, with like downstairs, stretch lab, mothers. Like this place is incredible, right? And it's brand new. And so I don't know. I think what we're seeing, in my opinion, is a lot of people that are coming to California are going to be from other countries because they're not,
of course.
They're not going to, a lot of people aren't going to be able, like you could come here in the late 80s like I did when you're a teenager.
Figure it out.
Yeah, and you could struggle.
But like the two bedrooms down the street from me where there's literally nothing there, kind of by like Soho House downtown, are starting at 6,000 and you can't even like really walk to
it. But is it a high-end building?
Yeah.
So that's okay. I mean,
but it's like,
you can find, listen, you have a,
live in a house for 6,000.
Yeah, do you live in a loft downtown?
No, I live in a,
that's cool that you live downtown. Apartment. I wouldn't expect that about you.
Yeah.
So I love downtown. I used to live, I used to have an office at the Watermark.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's, since I was there 9 years ago, it's gone.
I'm in the arts district, so I think it's so secluded.
By Verschkutsch.
What's that?
Verschkutsch is the best hot dog in the city. The best sausage.
Oh, I've never even heard of
Verschkutsch. By a pie hole.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I live right there.
All that. I know where you live.
Yeah.
So that whole area, it's dope. I don't know how the danger is.
So safe. Safer than Beverly Hills.
I'm actually, it's about five, not to get all nerdy, but I'm looking at real estate. It's about 500 a square foot, which is not terrible. Mm-hmm. If I actually am looking down there because I want to make a studio there. So that's crazy that you're there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how people live. And I think I do notice that more rich people are coming in and kind of buying
up. I'm just saying, it bothers me and I think about it.
Why does it bother you though?
Because I just stare at these like hipsters and they're just like, they just look, it's just like dirty and like weird and just like weird clothing on. And they're sitting there with their like $8 latte. It's like 1 o'clock. And I'm like, do you not have a job? How are you affording this?
Do you ever try to make friends with a hipster?
I'm friends with a lot of them.
Okay.
You'd be shocked at how many people I meet.
Well, because you're putting out this thing like, if you're not pretty enough, if you don't dress nice,
no.
You put out certain things about yourself that would people are going to latch on as shallow. But so far, I don't think you're shallow.
No.
But I think that you're going to say things that if they take the clip, they're going to fucking.
Well, that's all people do is take a clip.
Yeah, I know.
And then turn it around. That's fine, though.
Listen. It's fascinating. It's really great talking to you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hopefully, I don't have to send you 10,000.
No.
You know, if you want a couple bucks, I could pay you off there. Where can people find you? I know your Instagram is Emily Saves America.
That's the best place to find me. I'm on TikTok and Twitter, but just go to my Instagram. That's where I post. And then I have a link tree to everything else I have.
And do you have a Patreon yet?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that's more controversial. If you can believe that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I can only manage one thing at a time.
And your podcast is called?
Emily Saves America.
Okay. How many episodes you have?
Yeah, I think I actually just put out my fourth episode. I think you guys would be shocked if you actually took the time to listen to it, how like ironically not controversial, informative. I've done one about crime in LA. I've done one about the you know what. I did one about feminism, and it's actually just like really chill and not controversial at all if you actually watch it.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And I think you're very cool. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
In doing what you're doing, and I hope that, you know, since you are a person like me, that you introduced me to this term, loser libertarian.
Same.
I think we got to keep the aisle open.
Yeah.
I know that you're harsh with your judgments, but, you know, no hate.
Yeah.
Appreciate. But,
yeah, sure.
But, you know.
But also hate. Makes people better. You got to be tough on people. I believe in tough love. That's what I had growing up, and I think it did me well.
We'll say tough love.
Yeah, tough love, guys.
Thank you, guys. Like, subscribe. Check out Emily. She's saving America and California.
Yep.
Peace.